Hey, what's up? You're listening to WMFO in Medford. My name is Nate. The name of this show is Fast and Loose. Stick around. There is a show that will happen now.
That's not life. Dreaming. again. So are you.
second to breathe. I'll give you all of my love. I'll give you all of you need. Don't worry, I'm not in a hurry. Not going nowhere. I'm not going nowhere. Yeah.
What's up? You're listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 Touch Freeform Radio. That's what you're doing. You might be listening to WMFO.org. You could be doing that. That's great. But you also might be on 91.5. And for that, I thank you. Because tuning into the radio is a fantastic thing. Put on cruise control. Do whatever you're going to do. And I will be there with you, securing the bag. We heard You're Dreaming by Wolf Parade, Dark Days featuring Sylvanesso by Local Natives. Then it came in hot, Totally Fine by Pup, a fantastic song. I listened to that album, The Unraveling of Pup the Band, earlier this week, and I was just like, oh my gosh, this band. Just like the capturing of just like, here's the deal. You have to stare at the abyss in your life, and Pup has like made a career out of doing that. And putting just like a fantastic pop punk behind it. Awesome. 17 by Sklodren. I don't know how to say that word. A song I play all the time and still can't get it right. So release more music. There actually is an EP by Sklodren that was out there. And I need to listen to it before I carry it on to you. Because I am your music middleman. You know, just skimming off a nice 10%. And then passing along the goods as we meet in the warehouse district out the back of the van. We check to see if the stuff is good. And then it's like, all right, these avocados can go. And I'll take my cut, thank you. Also going to talk this hour about the college football playoffs. I got to. I have to. Because I have a like legitimate theological take on why we cannot exclude Florida State University, a school I have no connection to whatsoever, from the college football playoff. And certainly doing that at the expense of Alabama, a team that I have quietly rooted for since 1994, when I showed up to kindergarten. And I talked to Matthew Tate, came up to me. Matthew Tate, Alex Ketcher, came up to me. And they said, you're new. You're new here. I just moved from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania to Birmingham, Alabama. Hoover, if you know the area. This is in Trace Crossings Elementary School. Alex and Matthew looked at me and they said, you know, who do you go for, Alabama or Auburn? To that question, I replied, are you talking about football? Because I'm a Penn State fan. And they said, no. You got to choose. See, we're Alabama fans. And I said, well, I don't know what an Auburn is. And I think the state that I'm in right now is Alabama. That was what we had reviewed in the car on the way over. So I said Alabama. And from that day on, and that was a Mike DeBose Alabama team, which was not bowl eligible due to sanctions by the NCAA. So I came in at the bottom. I bought low on Bama. Pre-Saban. And then I roll-tided all the way through to the current era, where I am for the Tide. You know, Jalen Hurts might be my favorite player, even though he plays for Philly. But here I am saying they shouldn't have made it. Florida State should have made it. My reasoning after this next set. Thank you for listening to Fast and Loose. You have a great show. To meet you soon.
white skin apart.
Time to go digging the child. And tonight is the night, and tonight is all right.
Streets.
Hey, what's up? You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 Tufts Freeform Radio. Name of this show is Fast and Loose. We had Don't Want to Dance by M.O. or however. I don't know. It's like M.O. and then the O's got like the line through it. I think it's Scandinavian, which isn't the language. I think that's Norwegian. Twin Sister, Lady Daydream after that, and then You and Me, Alt-J. Off of the Dream album, which was great. It was an album that kind of snuck in there, 2022. Go check that out. I know that you're an Alt-J fan. You're listening to this show, okay? All right, so here's the deal. Let me just like clear the zone real quick for this take. Florida State should have gotten in, okay? And the reason for that is that institutionally, we should have a lot more dynamic movement in college football than we do in any other sport. The magic of college football is its unpredictability, is that a kicker could miss an extra point. A random 18-year-old kid could lead you down the field to win a game. We have professional sports to sort of calcify and solidify what we think of institutions, all right? The Browns are always bad. That's just a fact, okay? And they keep doing things to hamstring their own success. But in college football, anybody, really, anybody like a TCU last year can be good. Or Washington, a great example of a team that really, under the radar, has built a fantastic program. Michael Penix is an obvious Heisman favorite, okay? And the problem with all of this is that for some reason, we've deluded ourselves to thinking that the SEC is always going to be good. Always going to be good. And we will always give that institution the benefit of the doubt when it comes to constructing teams. Yes, they've got big dudes. Yes, all those dudes are going to play on Sunday. Yes. However, this is college football. We watch not because there's like 10 teams that we all just want to see. We watch because somebody like me who went to an ACC school that didn't obviously have a lot of chances could pull off that upset. Some of the greatest nights of my life were at Bobby Dodd Stadium watching Tech pull off upsets against Florida State, against Clemson. And that kind of thing doesn't happen if we're going on the road that we go on now, which is basically to say that there are no new stories in college football. There are these guys who we have, the schools that spend an obscene amount of money on facilities and talent, and then there's nobody else. Pretty soon, we're going to have a situation where it doesn't even matter how great of a great school does. We're just going to assume and we're going to automatically write them off. Those students that go to that school will not try to compete for national championships. They will go on to the NFL early. And the sport will lose a lot of its magic. It'll just become sort of another professional level sport. which a lot of people are warning us about. But it doesn't really matter the argument of who's good, who's bad, who won what game. The argument for keeping Alabama in the playoff over Florida State was essentially saying that Florida State does not get a chance to do anything to surprise us. They only get a chance to essentially, just reify what we think already of college football. Alabama had a great win. Great win over Georgia. I was rooting for them the whole time. It was great. I love the chaos. But you have to give Florida State a chance to upset the system. Because an upset system helps everybody. It gives every team that chip on their shoulder. It gives every team that much more. And if we had left an SEC team out of the playoffs this year, you would absolutely hear about it every single second next year. And that was just a little bit more vim that you would have every single game as those players to say, no, we believe this conference is the best and we will prove it to America. But no, we do not have that argument anymore. All we have is, well, Alabama, blue chip, SEC, blue chip institution. Those guys deserve to get in because of, you know, whatever. Lest we forget, it was an undefeated Auburn team being left out of the BCS National Championship game that spurned this whole SEC is better than everybody else conversation to begin with. I remember, I was in high school. That Auburn team was amazing. It was an amazing Auburn team. They get left out of the BCS Big Ten teams. And I believe it was an Ohio State, USC matchup. Auburn won their bowl game, and everybody said, you know, Auburn should be the national champion. And I love that because, again, it just said we have to upset the Pac-12. Oh, man, how the mighty have fallen since that moment. We have to give an opportunity for the system to be shaken. Otherwise, all we're going to have are these built, solidified, calcified programs. They're not going to go anywhere. They're going to sit on their laurels. We're going to get an inferior product that doesn't contain upsets, that doesn't contain risk. And we'll just get that delivered, you know, once or twice a year, a couple good games, whatever. No. College football is awesome because on any random Saturday, a group of kids can become heroes on the field just for that one night. And that is it. If we refuse to acknowledge the dynamic tension that exists within humanity, then we would deny ourselves. We allow institutions to rule our lives, and then our lives become subservient to those institutions. That's where things happen. That's where mistakes are made. That's where people get hurt, because you put people underneath the institution itself. All of a sudden, these programs become bigger than any other individual thing that can happen. Embrace the dynamic chaos that is us. We cannot hand power to these organizations. That is why leaving Florida State out of the College Football National Championship is a theological issue. It is a belief in how we believe the world should be versus how it is. Thank you.
Listening to a recording of you sleeping next to me. Acapella, I'm listening to you cover Elliot Smith's Angelis. Yes, these times I'll need if you go. Yes, these times I'll need if you go. So get better, my darling, I know you will. Get better, my darling, I know you will get better. I'm drawn to the motorway, the cold whoosh of trucks passing. There's night time under sodium light, the orange bread is so quieting. A younger you and a younger me, meeting at the serpent time. I am yours, you are mine. Happy birthday stuff smuggled in a card I made. It rests under your pillow. When out of I see you, you cringe at all the I love yous. The card retired the life of one by a row. At this time, I wanted you to know. At this time, I wanted you to know. Get better, my darling, I hope you will. Get better, my darling, I hope you will. Get better. I'll start the day with tiramisu, razor spoon to frontline workers. An underfunded principle, they risk all to be there for us. A younger you and a younger me, meeting at the serpent time. I am yours, you are mine. You are the baker, I'll christen this new era with the smell of freshly baked bread. You're not a teller, I'll keep it in the cellar. You're always a fan of that spread. 6 months on, there's a car crash outside the fire brigade. Using the jaws of life, no flush at night. To sound your return, I still pretend you're only out of sight. From garden bouquet, I threw it at the fire brigade. I was admonished and told to go back inside. From the living room window, I stand and watch the white sheet go over the family car, and I close my eyes. I still pretend you're only out of sight in another room. Smiling at your phone, I still pretend you're only out of sight in another room. Smiling at your phone, I still pretend you're only out of sight in another room. Smiling at your phone, I still pretend you're only out of sight in another room. Smiling at your phone, I still pretend. A younger me, a younger you, meeting at the serpentine. The beginning of spring, you wore those yellow ripped jeans. Y'all looked to find my 2009. Your shyness stoked my boldness. Shall we go in? I smile. Your hand warmed walking through the gallery.
Get better.
I know I will.
Get better.
My darling, I know I will.
through the port. You make a fine shrine in me. You build a fine shrine in me. Yeah.
All right, hey, gonna cut in real quick here to remind you. Are you looking for something sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits, dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are excellent natural sources of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. We heard Get Better by Alt-J, one of the saddest songs ever written. And then Fine Shrine by Purity Ring and Take Care by Beach House. Tropicana is appropriately following me up here by Ratatat. I got one more for you. And I'm going to hand it over to TK for music you might otherwise miss to finish out what I think has become a really great 3 hours of radio. The Rocky Mountain Oyster Review, my show Fast and Loose, and then music you might otherwise miss. It's good. You're welcome. Tuesday mornings, a tough time, a really forgettable part of the week. But here we are handing you 3 hours of just straight up entertainment to you for free. You're welcome. And go ahead and just like take that take on Florida State with you, you know, to the water cooler. Play that around a little bit. It's the existential threat of allowing institutions to dictate our own thought processes. That is why Alabama was included over Florida State in the college football playoff. That's a theological issue, and we should really be thinking about that before we just sort of say, oh, well, you know, maybe Bama was going to have a better time against Michigan. I don't care about that. It's not the point. We got one more from Tennis. Thank you for listening. I'll see you out there next time. I will be here. I'm not going anywhere.
WMFO in Medford. Good morning, Boston. Of course, the rest of the world as well, because this is available online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to music you might otherwise miss. Got a great one-hour show lined up for you today. We'll include lots of new music recently released, along with some familiar tunes, but most of it you probably haven't heard of before, which is why this is music you might otherwise miss. Now, on with the show. Got a great program lined up for you with music from REM, Dire Straits, and Joy Division, plus new music from